Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, and I'm here to help you reach your potential as a leader and a human being. Welcome to Remarkable TV. Today, we're talking about the importance of asking the right questions. Are you ready? Let's get started. Well, let me lay out a situation that happened to me many times. And it goes like this. I would have an idea, or I'd have something that we might try, or I'd have a task that I wanted someone on my team to do, and I would share that with them, usually with a lot of enthusiasm, and then I would say, how easy would it be to do that? Or sometimes I would just open with, how easy would it be for us to do dot, 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 dot. Well, guess what kind of answer I typically got? I typically got, well, that'd be easy. And then, soon, I would be frustrated. Because see, let me back up. It's a stupid question for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's a stupid question because I'm the boss, and when I ask that question, who wants to answer that? Well, that's going to be hard. Like, hey, how easy would it be to, like, people want to please you, you're the boss, and so they're likely to say, well, that won't be too bad, we can do that, that'll be no problem, sir, right? So, bad question from that perspective. But it's also bad because it wasn't what I really wanted to know. Because you see, I was equating how easy will it be with how long will it take. Like, if it's easy, it shouldn't take us very long. So now that I almost got ahead of myself a minute ago, I would ask the question, people would say, that will be easy. And then in my head, I'm thinking, well, then in a day or two, that ought to be done. No big deal. It's going to be easy. It'll be done. So part of the problem here is I'm not setting clear expectations, which is could be a whole nother conversation. Let's stay just with the problem with my question. I'm asking the wrong question. I'm not asking the question that I really want the answer to. And so people have given me an honest answer, and yet now it's set up these unrealistic expectations that I didn't even share, right? So once I realized that I wasn't asking the right question, it's because I got feedback from my team say, well, yeah, Kevin, we told you it was easy, but we didn't say we could do it tomorrow. Aha. I started to learn to ask a different question. The question is, how long will it take us to dot, dot, dot? See, that's the question I really wanted an answer to. And that question also sets up a conversation. See, that's a more open-ended question, which just makes it better, but it also is the question I really want an answer to, and it sets up a conversation that leads us to expectations and then to prioritization and all the other stuff. I do want to know how hard it's going to be or if we already know how to do it, but what I really want to know is how long is it going to take? And really, I want to know how long it's going to take probably in two parts. Like, how long will the task take? It'll take 45 minutes. And when will I be able to get to it? In 4 weeks. Now, if it's 4 weeks and I think it needs to be 1 week, then my job as a leader is to help reorganize the priorities. But I also need to know the 45 minutes versus 4 hours and 45 minutes, because that helps us all figure that out. All of that makes it much better when we start with the question we really want the answer to, right? I share this story for the big idea of make sure you ask the right question. I also share the story because perhaps you're in this specific example, you're doing what I used to do, which was ask the wrong question. So before we close, let me sort of close this up a little bit with our tweet for the day, which is, the question you ask determines the answer you get. Make sure you are asking the right questions. Well, asking the right questions are super important for us as a leader and as a coach. And the example that I just gave you should show that to both. So we have, for a long time, offered workshops for leaders and for coaches. And we call that the Remarkable Leadership Workshop and the Remarkable Coaching Workshop. I designed both, and I deliver both. And I'd love to have you join me for one or both of those in the future. Whether it's for yourself or for others in your organization, or you want to bring us into your organization, we can do that. There's information about both workshops on this page. Let me say this about both of them, because it's true of both. It will be practical. It will be engaging. It will be interactive. It will be fun. People will leave these learning experiences with new skills, new encouragement to be successful, and the confidence that they can actually deliver. Plus, it's not just a workshop, it's a learning experience, which means there's coaching that follows it, that comes from me in a group setting with the rest of the folks over the phone. And so I hope that if that sort of hits a trigger for you, I hope that you'll learn more on this page and hope you'll choose to join us for an upcoming workshop. It's been my pleasure to share this with you, like with all Remarkable TV episodes. I look forward to seeing you on a future episode real soon.